This video was made possible by Squarespace. Start building your website for free at squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, use the code RLL to get 10% off at checkout. The Russian Empire was one of the largest empires to have ever existed in history that began with Peter the Great in 1721 and came crashing down with Nicholas II in 1917. Nicholas II abdicated the throne and was executed the following year along with his entire family by the Bolsheviks, and ever since there have literally been hundreds of people who have claimed to be his rightful heir to the empty and increasingly irrelevant Russian throne. 100 years now after his death, and the question still remains incredibly open to interpretation. But there's one man who just seems to be a bit more serious than just about anybody else's. This guy, Anton Bakov, a multi-millionaire Russian businessman who found his fortune by starting one of the first privately owned businesses in Russia as the Soviet Union was collapsing. And to say that he's eccentric is, well, a bit of an understatement. As a devoted monarchist, Bakov started the only legal monarchist party in Russia since the 1917 revolution, and has been working ever since to try and restore the Romanov monarchy back to the country. But he's had a bit of a problem. Nobody in Russia really wants to or cares to see a return of the Tsar, least of all this guy who's currently president. So doing the logical thing, Bakov decided that he could recreate his own Russian empire somewhere else in the world and invite a Romanov heir to come and rule over it. He basically just declared that the Russian Empire existed again and laid claim to all territory in the world that the historical Russian Empire had discovered but was never incorporated into the Soviet Union. This included the entire continent of Antarctica and 16 small, mostly uninhabited islands scattered across the Pacific. But seeing as how most of Antarctica is already claimed by other countries, and all 16 of those islands are controlled by countries like Japan, the US, and the UK, his claims never really amounted to anything. But undeterred, Bakov declared himself Imperial Prime Minister, wrote a constitution, created a website, and began selling passports for $31 apiece. In 2014, Bakov found his Tsar, who he claimed was the rightful successor to Nicholas II, this kooky guy named Prince Karl. Karl technically does descend from the House of Romanov through his grandmother, who was the eldest child of this dude, who is Nicholas II's cousin that claimed the throne for himself back in 1924. Bakov also renounced his weird claims over Antarctica and those islands and decided to instead try and buy land somewhere and recreate Imperial Russia there. At first, Karl wrote a letter to Putin requesting they be given land around Yekaterinburg to create an independent city-state there similar to what the Vatican is like inside Italy. But you can probably guess how that went. Later, Bakov announced that he had purchased a 1 square kilometer plot of land in Montenegro to start his country there, and was in talks with recognition with the leaders of both Albania and Macedonia. But none of this ended up amounting to anything either. So, Bakov decided to take his crazy idea somewhere else that may be more open to it. In 2016, he entered into negotiations with the government of Kiribati, and in early 2017, it was reported that he had purchased 3 uninhabited islands inside of the country to start up the Russian Empire there. Bakov was planning on giving the Kiribati government $120 million immediately for the sale of the islands, and would then invest another $230 million on roads, hotels, and fish factories. There were even rumors that the Kiribati government would recognize his country as a fully sovereign nation, which would be the first micronation to ever get such a recognition. However, it was later reported that the Kiribati government had backed out of the deal, and so Bakov turned his attention to somewhere else yet again, this time to the West African country of Gambia. He had been in talks with them since 2012, but in December 2017, he announced that he and the Gambian government had signed a declaration of partnership in which Gambia would become the first country in the world to recognize his country. Bakov's land development companies would create artificial islands within Gambia's territorial waters near the capital, Banjul, which would serve as the actual territory for his Russian Empire. The islands would have their own exclusive economic zone with a capital city named St. Nicholas, after Nicholas II, of course. The agreement provides for Gambia and Bakov's Russian Empire to have diplomatic relations and for the Empire to have broad jurisdiction over their own islands, including over immigration and policing. In exchange for all of this, Bakov agreed to give Gambia $60 million, and he further proposed that Russian athletes banned from competing in the 2018 Olympics or any future Olympics could come and compete under his country's flag instead. The thought of having some islands just off the coast of Africa where some rich Russians are trying to recreate the Imperial Russian Empire, complete with a czar and everything else, is kind of weird. But like I mentioned earlier, they do have a website, and it's actually designed pretty well. I'm not sure what they used, but if you're also an aspiring empire builder who dreams about creating your own country one day, then you'll definitely want a website too, and there's no better or easier way to do that than by using Squarespace. They help small businesses and individuals like you or me make what was previously only an option for huge companies or eccentric millionaires, an amazing, beautifully designed, and professional-looking website. Regardless of what it is you do, whether it's podcasting, art, YouTube, or you really are looking to start a country, you need a way for people to find you online. With their customizable website builder, gorgeous design templates, reliable 24/7 customer support, and reasonable prices, Squarespace is the best place to do that and create a lasting first impression. And best of all, you can try out Squarespace for free right now by clicking the link in the description at squarespace.com/RLL, and then when you're ready to launch, you can get 10% off by using the code RLL at checkout.